Joel, there's an ongoing discussion right now in the YouTube comments on the fan YouTube stream about the new Madden game. Are you a Madden player?
I'll say on occasion.
Do you like consistently buy the new game year in and year out?
No. I'm not too much of a video game person. Back in the day, yes, but...
Back in the day when the game was good. And it has not been good. Somebody said, Matt said 17, 20, 21, 22, 23 are the ones that he owns. 17 was the last good one. 16, 17. Since then, they've been terrible. And I've read good, like, I've seen people say, oh, it's not bad this year. It's actually all right. I won't let it dupe me. I did the MVP bundle last year. It was like $150, and you got both the new college, when it was then new, the College Football 25 and the new Madden 3 days pre-order, all the bells and whistles that come with the pre-orders too. I won't do that ever again. I just pre-ordered the deluxe edition to the college football game. This is the first time I might cave and buy it in like October, but right now it's the first time at this time of year that I haven't had a new Madden since like Madden 08. So I'm taking a hard stance. You know who else is taking a hard stance? How about this segue? Cam Hayward. Cam Hayward is taking a hard stance. We know this. 412-928-9370. How does it make you feel? Start with Andy in Burgettstown. What's up, Andy?
Hey, around this Cam situation, it may sound harsh, but I would cut him. Just like the Eagles did with T.O. and with 5 years on his contract, he caused so much trouble. And the Bucks did it with Keyshawn Johnson. I mean, you ain't thankful for $14 million a year. There's us out here working jobs under $20 an hour, and some people have to work two jobs to take care of their family.
Absolutely, Andy, and that's part of the reason why any of you guys out there that take that opinion, I'm not going to gripe with you. But the problem with it is the way that the Steelers are built is to win now in 2025, and this defense is eons better with Cam Hayward on it than it is without him on it. So cutting him, yes, I see where you're coming from, but that does not make the Steelers better for this season. And I think that of the totality of the situation, that's why it makes it so frustrating about Cam Hayward and his situation, is because you can't do that. It makes the team much worse because you're not going to start two rookies on the defensive line right away, especially if, you know, one of them was a fifth-round pick in Y.A. Black. He might not be a starting caliber defensive lineman. We don't know that. Derek Harmon might be a bust. There's everything that I've seen and have read points in the opposite direction of that. But still, the point is that Cam Hayward belongs on this defense in 2025. On ability alone, he makes them better. And that's why him causing a fuss with this contract is that much more frustrating.
Well, I think of the old Belichick rule. I don't care if you're Tom Brady, the star quarterback, or the rookie or whatever on the bench. You go by the same rules. You come out here and play hard. If you don't like it, get out of here.
There you go. Andy, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Hopefully my burp just didn't go out over the air. If it did, I apologize. That's what makes Cam Hayward's situation frustrating. Because Hayward makes this team better, and this team without Cam Hayward, you know, if for everything that you've seen so far and the Juan Thornhills of the world and the DK Metcalfs of the world that have raved about this defense and training camp, and I know Joe Starkey has taken a harsh stance on those guys coming out and saying how good the defense is. If the defense really is that good, best defense in the league, best defense that DK Metcalf has ever seen, that's not the case without Cam Hayward a part of it in 2025. He was an all-pro a season ago. That is why Cam Hayward is causing this fuss. But again, on the flip side of that, I see how people like Andy in Burgettstown, who just called in, take the stance that they do on Cam's situation, but you can't cut him. And that is not an option. I understand the message that you want to send, but it doesn't make this team better for 2025. Let's go to Clinton in Pittsburgh. What's up, Clinton?
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. And you know what's interesting? Like, you know, I got my sports management degree 10 years ago. And ever since I've been listening to this Cam Hayward story, the thing of it is that I can think of is that number one, first, is that, no, I don't think the Steelers need the cutting. No, that's not it. And people got to understand it's business. It's business to where that, you know, they have to understand that, number one, I put it on the agent. Because this should have been in writing from the beginning.
Yep.
You know what, my friend? And I know you got other callers coming in.
No, you're good. Keep going.
As you look at these agents, right, these sports agencies, you look at T.J. Watt. What's my man's name in Cleveland? I just got that big deal. What's his name again? Myles Garrett.
Yes.
Okay? Now you got what's his face in Dallas, all right? These agencies right now, listen, their image is so important because guess what? Now you got kids that's coming out of college looking for people that's going to get them the best deal. And when you have agencies like this, what we have with Cam Hayward, not say, hey, listen, we need to get this in writing and get everything covered so his client can be covered in a situation like this. Kid prospects that are coming out of college, they go look at this and say, you know what? I don't think I want to go here. You know what I mean? So that's why, you know, you have to go ahead on and look at this as and also an issue with the agent. I get where Cam Hayward's coming from. I'm not going against him, and I'm not going for him. But when it comes to business, even if you don't work in sports, my friend, if you're working in business, the one thing about it is you have to get everything down in writing. I don't care what field you're in. And if you don't get it down in writing, then guess what? That's on you.
Yep, Clinton, thanks for the call, man. If anybody should be cut, it should be Priority Sports and Entertainment cut by Cam Hayward. That's his agency, and Clinton hit the nail on the head. Why are we agreeing to this deal this time a year ago? Like, this is the one thing, and it's another frustrating element of what's going on here. Like, you saw this contract a year ago. You knew what it entailed. And a year ago, it was fine. But, oh, I'm an old pro now. Where the agency needs to step in and say, and like Cam said that, he said, I went to them in February when I said, I'm going to come to you. Well, no, what did he say? When I signed the deal, I'm going to come to you in February after I'm an all pro and try and get more money. If that's the mindset that you have, where's the agent? Where is Priority Sports Entertainment? It's like Jerry Maguire, which is a movie about us football agent. Help me help you. If Cam Hayward truly has that mindset of, I'm going to bounce back, I'm going to be an all pro, and I'm going to make more money. Where's the agent saying, you know what, Cam, you're right. Let's sign a 1-year extension. And then have more leverage because you're on an expiring deal to then get more money. Let's bet on you. You're a client that I've made over $130 million for in your career. One of the best defensive linemen at your age. One of the best defensive linemen, period. I'm betting on you. Let's agree to a 1-year extension with the Steelers. Let's get you an all-pro. And then let's have more leverage. If they only agreed to a 1-year extension, we would not be having this conversation. They would not be having this conversation at all. Cam Hayward would be getting more money and we would be putting up with it. 412-928-9370. Our friend from Washington, Paul's on the fan. Hi, Paul.
Mr. Hillgrove, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. Better now, Paul, that I'm talking to you. What's up?
Well, I'm glad to hear that. At least some people appreciate me. Hey,
Paul. Paul, you cut out on us. Paul, you cut out. Repeat what you said.
Wasn't it Branch Rickey that said we haven't won anything with you, and so on and so forth? You've done nothing. You haven't won nothing, Cam. You signed a contract last year, and as far as I'm concerned, Junior is setting a bad precedent with. If he gives him any money, you just signed this a year ago. If you didn't have a good year, you still would have got your $13 million. These guys are getting these signing bonuses. They're getting $13, $14, $20 million signing bonuses. And once they get their bonus or their roster bonus, they don't have to show up. And that's what he's pulling. That's got me more pissed than anything else is the fact that he's not even doing what he's supposed to be doing, and he already got paid 90% of his money for the year. As far as I'm concerned, he can go to Seattle or he can go to football purgatory in Carolina. You know what? He should appreciate what the hell he has. And yes, he is. As far as I'm concerned, trade Cam. Get him the hell out of here. He's going to be a problem. Have a good night, Mr. Hillgrove.
All right, Paul. Appreciate it, man. That's unfortunately not an option. And that goes back to our guy Andy in Burgettstown who called in. As frustrating as that might be, and as tough of a pill that might be to swallow if you take those stances, you can't. Unless you want this team to really not have a chance to achieve what they think it can achieve. This team is built to win now. Winning now is with Cam Hayward. It's not with him on another team. Ralph in Newcastle's on the fan. Hey, Ralph, what's up?
How do you think this defense is so much better with Cam Hayward? Please answer me that.
Because Cam Hayward is an all-pro defensive lineman.
Did you not watch the playoff game when Baltimore ran 300 yards down Cam Hayward's throat?
Ralph, the whole defense played like crap in that game, Ralph. I'm not going to pin it just on Cam Hayward. He was an all-pro in 2024.
I wouldn't have paid T.J. Watt his contract either. He didn't even exist in that playoff game. He didn't even exist.
Ralph, if I gave you the option to have two all-pros on your defense or not, what would you take?
Cam Hayward's 36 years old, my
and was
friend.
It, and was an all-pro? Okay, he was an all-pro, Ralph. I don't care how old he is. He's coming off of an all-pro season. And that's why I'm as frustrated as I am with this situation is because you can't do without an all-pro defensive lineman. You can't.
My friend, they can't stop the run with Cam Hayward or without Cam Hayward. They can't stop the run.
But as Cam Hayward
told Aaron Rodgers, if you don't want to be a Steeler, don't be a Steeler. Get the hell out. And now he's doing the same thing.
Yeah, and that's another reason why it's so frustrating is it's a couple of shades of hypocrisy from Cam Hayward. But Cam Hayward makes this defense better. I understand that they sucked in a playoff game and gave up a buku amount of yards to Derrick Henry. TJ Watt's guilty of that as well. But this defense is still better with Cam Hayward and with TJ Watt than without. And I don't understand the argument of trading these guys just because, and also rooting for the team to succeed. You can't have it both ways.
If I could get a two for him, I'd trade him tomorrow. I would trade him tomorrow.
All right, Ralph.
36 years old, and I would show him the door.
All right, Ralph, thanks for the call, man. And again, that is why this situation is so frustrating. And I'm going to say this. If you have that take, if you have the take of trade Cam Hayward, if you had the take of get TJ Watt the hell out of here, don't root for the Steelers to win games then. It makes absolutely no sense to me to sit here and say trade your all-pro defensive tackle, trade your defensive player of the year winning edge rusher and all-pro, and say, yeah, I'm going to root for the Steelers to win every game and make a playoff run. It makes no sense because the one thing doesn't happen if you trade both of those guys. It does not happen. Cam in Ohio is on the fan. What's up, Cam?
Oh, hey.
What's up?
Oh, my God, I'm losing my train of thought.
You're good. We're talking about Cam Hayward, the defense?
Yes. And I mean, these new guys are coming in, DK Metcalf, and you got, Ramsey and Thornhill. Oh, this is, and even Coach Tomlin. This is the greatest defense. This could be historic. But these new guys haven't seen him do anything in practice. So if that defense is so good without him, why do they need him?
Because he's an all-pro interior defensive lineman.
But they're saying it's the best defense they've ever seen, and he hasn't done nothing in front of them guys.
I think that I don't want to put words in those guys' mouth, but when they say that, they assume that Cam Hayward will be a part of it.
Okay, they're assuming he'll be okay.
That's what I would. I mean, like, listen, nobody was talking about. Especially, it went all over all of our heads, and when we covered the first couple of weeks of training camp, everybody assumed that when you talked about the Steelers' defense in 2025, that Cam Hayward would be a part of it because the deal got done a year ago. That's why this is so frustrating.
You guys are practicing with him all the time, or practicing with the team, and he's done nothing. And they're still saying this is the greatest defense ever. And they haven't seen him do anything. So they're just assuming he'll play and he's going to be great.
I mean, he was an all-pro, Cam, last year. Thanks for the call, man. And that is a good point. But again, we kind of all didn't bat an eye at Cam Hayward's situation because, I mean, he's a veteran and gets vets' days off. And I think everybody kind of just assumed, oh, yeah, that guy signed a contract a year ago. And it wouldn't be a problem. And here we are. It's a great discussion. Let's keep it rolling at 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on Cam Hayward. Jake's in Bethel Park. What's up, Jake?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right, man. I'll tell you what, this situation has got to be one of the most ridiculous and ludicrous situations, albeit we've had many as a Steelers fan that I've had my 26 young years of life. It just blows my mind how you reward Cam last year of a mediocre, if not below average, 2023 season, making him the highest paid defensive player on that side of the ball of his age in NFL history. And he's got the nerve to come back and ask for more money to even extend that record. If I'm Omar Khan, I'm getting on the phone. I'm trying to make a deal for Terry McLaurin to send him there. I think we can restructure Highsmith's contract so that the cap hit isn't as high and we can get more cap space. I think you got to go get Rodgers another guy because that defense, I think, is good enough without Cam. We took a first-round draft pick on Harmon. You know, why not let the kid try and play? He's on a rookie contract. Why not let him try and play? He was a stud in college. Get him his snaps and see what he can do.
It's the whole point of the discussion, Jake. It's just there's still a hole on that defensive line without Cam Hayward and with Derek Harmon. To me, Harmon just replaces and is an upgrade, a significant upgrade over Larry Ogunjobi. And then you've got Keanu Benton and then Cam Hayward. And then I like what I've seen out of Y.A. Black, but again, fifth round pick, and I'm going to keep that same energy for a guy like Will Howard. And obviously that's a different discussion, but that's, you brought up a good point. Like, they rewarded Cam Hayward, and again, he had a lackluster year because he was injury-ridden in 2023. An aging, injury-ridden interior defensive lineman got a multi-year extension. I think I'm preaching to the choir, man, there. Thanks for the call. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Randy in Beaver Falls. Hey, Randy.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm going to disagree with a lot of people because Cam paid his dues, and he still got gas in the tank, and we do need him. And the young guys like Derek Harmon and all them all to learn techniques from Cam.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great mentor. So you're not even upset with him at all that he's acting the way he's acting?
No, it's not our money. It's Mr. Rooney's money. Come on, man. You know? I mean, he should be paying the man, really. I mean, you know, he got probably one or two more years left.
Randy, thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, I it's not great sports talk radio for me to sit on the fence here. And, you know, when I hear folks that say that they want to trade him, I think that that is much more of a likely discussion to have. Not likely discussion, but a more popular opinion these days. Then, yeah, what the hell's the big deal? Pay him. I was actually shocked that we got that opinion. And again, I don't know how good of radio it is for me to sit on the fence and say, oh, I see both sides. But to me, that take is just a little bit too aggressive in favor of Cam Hayward. We still need to say, what the hell, man, when it comes to the way he's acting and the way that he's chasing this money. One more call before the break. Let's go to Jeff, who's calling from Ohio. What's up, Jeff? Hello, Jeff. Goodbye, Jeff. See, that's why, like, as soon as I took the call from Jeff, like, three or four people dropped. You don't drop until you drop. Because Jeff did not have a good opportunity there. Wasn't attentive. So a guy that was further down the line, Rob in West Mifflin, will benefit. What's up, Rob?
Oh, man, a whole bunch of these clowns calling in, man. Trading. Man, shut up, man. They're going to give him a couple of hours. He's going to be there. Y'all going to be watching on Sunday. And my whole thing with this is, man, you know, when you sign a contract, you know, the goal is to make the Super Bowl, make all four. That's the goal because you're under contract.
Yep.
I understand you're going to, you know, give him a couple of hours. It's Cam. It's Cam Harris we're talking about.
And I think that's what's going to happen. But again, and as I kind of play devil's advocate to your take here, Rob, I mean, we still need to be a little upset at the way he's going about it, right?
Yeah. Hold on, Jeff. Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm upset about it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like all these people calling and talking crazy, trading this, trading that. Listen, man, if we didn't have all that extra money, Cam wouldn't be doing this. You know, there's money to throw around. Okay, give me a couple extra dollars. I went crazy for y'all last year. If there wasn't no extra money, if we wasn't up under the cap, I don't think Cam would even be making his argument, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, so I agree with you wholeheartedly, Rob. Thanks for the call, man. I didn't mean to cut him off, but we do have to run to a break. This is great stuff. The phone lines are jam-packed, and we're going to go to Chris Halleck of DK Pittsburgh Sports next to get his opinion. So a guest joining us in the next segment, but the phone lines remain open pretty much for the rest of the 8 o'clock hour, 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on Cam Hayward and Chris Boswell's contract situations, 412-928-9370. After the break, Chris Halleck of DK Pittsburgh Sports joins the fold, talks about the joint practice as much as he's allowed to. You can't report on everything that happens. You can only report on what the players tell you. So we'll try to get the most we can out of Chris Halleck when it came to the joint practice today with the Buccaneers. And we'll talk about Cam Hayward as well with the Steelers beat writer from DK Pittsburgh Sports. All that next on the Fan Evening Show. I'm Jack Hillgrove on the Fan.